USA News, I'm John Schaefer. As the deadline to fund the government approaches, Congress has taken a two-week recess. Lawmakers are slated to return to Capitol Hill on February 28, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies, while the rest must be funded by March 8th. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley stated during a Fox News town hall that she has just one more fellow to overcome on her path to securing the Republican nomination. The former South Carolina governor emphasized her commitment to engaging Gen Z voters as she pursues the presidency.
Recently, a poll came out, this should shock everybody, that 58% of Gen Zers are not planning on voting in this election. And the only reason people don't vote is when they think no one's listening. And that's a problem.
She's set to compete against former President Trump in the South Carolina GOP primary on the 24th. The oldest living former president in U.S. history has been in hospice for a year. Corey Myers has more.
Former President Jimmy Carter marking 1 year in hospice care yesterday, and his family celebrated his strength. His grandson, Jason Carter, telling CBS This Morning.
After a year in hospice, on a daily basis, we have no expectations for his body. But we know that his spirit is as strong as ever.
Jimmy Carter is 99. He's survived metastatic brain cancer, liver cancer, and a number of health scares, including brain surgery, after a fall in 2019. He entered hospice care in February of 2023 after a series of hospital stays. Jimmy Carter will turn 100 years old on October 1st.
Parts of California are under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through Tuesday as another atmospheric river approaches from the Pacific. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president, according to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president, like tall beard. And yeah, I think he would be like the best. Plus his story, you know, the assassination story.
President Biden was placed at 14th on the list, which surpasses President Ronald Reagan, but falls behind President Barack Obama, who holds the 7th spot. Meanwhile, President Trump finds himself at the bottom of the list. Donald Trump drew parallels between the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the U.S. In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. Respiratory illness is up in half of the states in the U.S. 25 states are seeing high or very high levels of respiratory virus activity. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. Respiratory illness activity is defined as people going to the doctor with symptoms that include fever and or a cough and or sore throat from any respiratory disease. That includes the flu, COVID, RSV, and the common cold. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.